This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Marshfield Fire and Rescue is now the sixth organization or person to write a letter to the DOT asking for safety improvements at the U.S. Highway 10 and State Highway 186 intersection. Fire Chief Everett Mueller states in his letter how his department as first responders have witnessed firsthand the devastating consequences of collisions at this location. They are strongly advocating for proactive measures to mitigate these risks. The requests are similar from all those petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for increased safety measures. These include enhanced signage, increased lighting, clearer lane markings, and the addition of an overpass. Fire Chief Mueller states taking action now will help prevent future accidents and save lives. Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker thanked people showing concern about the intersection in a letter posted on Saturday. Sheriff Becker also thanked the family of 17-year-old Casey Ramthan, who was killed at that intersection in December. The Ramthan family is sharing the tragedy and trauma they are going through in hopes that changes can be made so others don't have to suffer the same experience. Sheriff Becker mentioned the impact these tragedies have on law enforcement and first responders, as well as all those connected to the people who die in these possibly preventable crashes. Sheriff Becker encourages everyone to keep making their voices heard. He states, "Together we can change something that will have an impact on many others." The temperature outside has changed drastically from one day to the next over the past couple of weeks. Officials in Port Edwards say the frost level is around 4 feet, and with the changing temperatures, these are the perfect conditions to cause water main breaks. If you notice water running, please call 715-887-3511. Governor Tony Evers released a statement Wednesday afternoon addressing the Trump administration's continued efforts to withhold Wisconsin's already approved federal funds. While the Trump administration announced they are rescinding the memo issued on Monday, they are continuing to move forward with implementing the policy. Governor Evers stated, quote, "If Wisconsin's federal funding continues to be threatened, delayed, and obstructed, make no mistake, I will continue using every power available to me to fight against those efforts to ensure Wisconsin's kids, families, law enforcement, veterans, seniors, and so many others can continue to access the resources, services, and programs they depend on." The governor urges Washington to abandon this failed policy and focus on priorities that will actually help Wisconsinites. A major January thaw today. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how unusual this is.
As temperatures soar to feeling like spring today, records will be shattered statewide. Hitting highs in the 50s at the end of January is about 30 degrees above normal. So it's no surprise to hear that our Wisconsin winters have been getting shorter and shorter. A recent study says we're losing an average of 14 days of winter conditions each decade since 1995. And this is all due to rising air temperatures and climate change. The study published in Environmental Research Letters also found that the Great Lakes region has seen the steepest increase in average winter temperatures over the past 50 years. And the Great Lakes are losing ice cover at a rate at about 5% every decade. Continued changes could affect the ecosystem of the lakes.
Stevens Point awarded a silver-level bicycle-friendly community award from the League of American Bicyclists. Mayor Mike Wiesa stated, "Receiving this level of recognition highlights what we've accomplished and what work we have yet to do." I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers stunned in Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the number 17th ranked Badgers ran into a buzzsaw, losing on the road at Maryland 76-68. The Terrapins have now won 6 of their last 7 games. The Badgers have lost 2 of their last 3. Greg Gard asked, "Why does it seem as teams always seem to go into a slump this time of the year?"
"I don't worry about other years, Mike. on to the next game. We got to get ready for Northwestern, making sure we keep getting better.
They play the Wildcats Saturday afternoon at 1 in Evanston. The Badgers women's team, with an 82-75 upset win at home over Michigan, head coach Marissa Mosley responding to allegations from former player Tess Towers that she was wrongfully accused of fighting during a practice, left behind on a team trip, and mistreated by the coaching staff.
I have fully participated in the university's procedures in regard to this matter. I feel like at this time, I think that's all that really needs to be said.
That's the Badger women's head coach, Marissa Mosley, with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There's a new name in the running to play James Bond. Rumors have floated over the last several months that the new 007 would be Nosferatu's Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Gladiator 2 star Paul Mescal, or Little Women's James Norton. The latest name that's been added to the list is Outlander star Sam Heughan. The Scottish actor is a huge fan of James Bond and says it would be a thrill to play the role, even though he probably won't be able to wear a kilt. There's a disturbing trend in Hollywood over the last few years, and that is making sequels for films that came out decades ago, with the same actors. The latest franchise to add a chapter is Rami and Michelle's High School Reunion. The original film from 1997 starred Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino. Both will return for the sequel and serve as executive producers. The first film was well received with fairly good reviews from critics and audiences. Rami and Michelle fanatics, if there are any, will have to wait a bit though, as production doesn't start until June. Most people probably remember MTV's Tom Green Show in the early 2000s. According to the New York Post, the host comedian, who also acted in the awful Freddy Got Fingered, left Hollywood in 2021 and now lives on a farm in Ontario, Canada. Green says it was the best thing he ever did because he is not a Hollywood guy. Green has a new documentary called This is the Tom Green Story you can check out on Amazon Prime. Not sure if Timothy Chalamet is getting a taste of the proceeds from resurgent Bob Dylan songs, but it sounds like he should because he's the one resurging. Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in the Oscar-nominated film A Complete Unknown and hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend while also appearing as the show's musical guest. The Oscar-nominated actor played the song Tomorrow is a Long Time, one of his personal favorites. The song did not even appear in the film, but is at number 63 on the iTunes Top 100. The Night Agent is a show we've talked about periodically on Nightlight. The second season just dropped on Netflix, and lots of people seem to be finding it. The spy drama drew 14 million viewers in its first 5 days, and according to TheWrap.com, landed in the top 10 most viewed shows in 90 countries. The plot finds an FBI agent sitting in a room in the basement of the White House monitoring a phone that supposedly never rings, until it does, and a conspiracy unfolds. Great premise, and a pretty good show. If you like heist films, you might enjoy the film Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. Gerard Butler is back playing Big Nick, an L.A. County Sheriff's detective, in the follow-up to the first Den of Thieves from 2018. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is also back as bad guy Donnie Wilson, trying to evade Big Nick, who tracks him across Europe. Jackson's character disappeared at the end of Den of Thieves 1, leaving the story ripe for sequel. The film could be 15 minutes shorter, but does deliver with some high-speed thrills and gunfights through beautiful settings in Europe. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild today, with a high in the low 50s. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper 20s. And more sun, but not as warm tomorrow, high upper 30s. Breezy and cooler Saturday with some snow showers.
It's 28 degrees right now.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.